Unit 5. Up, up and away. Pages 135 to 136. Music in the air.
One day, as I was walking along London's busy Oxford Street, I saw several people playing strange wind instruments. I wanted to learn more about the instruments, so I stopped to talk to the people. Excuse me, please. Could you tell me what instrument you are playing?
Well, of course, mate. It's a didgeridoo.
A what?
A didgeridoo. It's an Australian pipe. Native Australians have been playing it for over 1,000 years.
1,000 years? Wow! And is the pipe always that long?
A didgeridoo can be 2 meters long, like this one, or even longer. The longer it is, the lower its sound. Listen to the wonderful sound this one makes.
Thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome.
The next person I came across was from China. He was blowing into an instrument made of bamboo, which looked like a flute. Hi, what are you playing? Is that a flute?
No, it's called a dizzy.
Can you tell me about it?
Sure. It's a traditional Chinese flute, and people have been playing the dizzy for about 4,000 years.
4,000 years?
Yes, and as you can see, it's made of bamboo and is about a meter long. It has 11 holes and is a folk instrument.
Is it difficult to play?
It's not very easy. It took me more than 2 years to learn to play, and I'm still learning.
Wow! Thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome.
The next person I saw was blowing into a strange instrument. It had several pieces of bamboo, all of different lengths, and they were joined together. Good afternoon. Could you tell me what instrument you are playing?
Of course. It's a pan flute, an ancient Greek musical instrument.
Why is it called pan?
Well, Pan was the Greek god of nature. In old pictures of Pan, we see him playing this kind of flute. That's how it got its name.
How does it work?
Each pipe makes a different sound when you blow into it. My flute has 8 pipes. But there could be between 6 and 12 pipes. Although it's an ancient Greek instrument, it's also common in Peru and Bolivia.
And how old is it?
At least 2,000 years, and maybe more.
It sounds amazing.
Thanks.
The next person I saw was a young woman from Scotland. She was wearing a Scottish skirt, called a kilt, and she was playing the bagpipes. Here was a musical instrument I knew and liked. Still, I wanted to know more. So I stopped to listen and then spoke to her. Hello. Could you please tell me a little bit about the bagpipes that you are playing?
Sure. As you can see, there's a bag and pipes coming from it. You blow through this pipe, squeeze the bag, and the air comes out through the other 3 pipes.
That sounds difficult.
It's not easy, that's for sure.
How old are the bagpipes?
Bagpipes probably came here from Greece and Italy almost 2,000 years ago.
Wow! And do they only play them in Scotland today?
Not at all. Mine are from Scotland, but there are bagpipes from Ireland and many other places in the world.
Are they the same everywhere?
No. There are dozens of different bagpipes today, but they all have a bag for air and they all have pipes.
I've learned a lot today. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.